Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
The Camel Club by David Baldacci, read by Jonathan Davis. This novel is dedicated to the men and women of the United States Secret Service and to Larry Kirschbaum, a first-rate editor, a great publisher, and a wonderful friend.
Chapter 1. He was running hard, bullets embedding in things all around him. He couldn't see who was shooting, and he had no weapon to return fire. The woman next to him was his wife. The young girl next to her was their daughter. A bullet sliced through his wife's wrist, and he heard her scream. Then a second bullet found its target, and his wife's eyes widened slightly. It was the split-second bulge of the pupils that signaled death before one's brain could even register it. As his wife fell, he raced to his little girl's side to shield her. His fingers reached for hers, but missed. They always missed. He awoke and sat straight up, the sweat trickling down his cheeks before finally creeping onto his long, bushy beard. He poured a bit of water from a bottle over his face, letting the cool drops push away the heat-filled pain of his recurrent nightmare. As he got up from the bed, his leg brushed against the old box he kept there. He hesitated and then lifted the top off. Inside was a ragged photo album. One by one, he looked at the few pictures of the woman who'd been his wife. Then he turned to the photos of his daughter, of the baby and toddler she'd been. He had no more pictures of her after that. He would have given his life to have seen her, even for a moment, as a young woman. Never a day went by that he didn't wonder what might have been. He looked around the cottage's sparsely furnished interior. Looking back at him were dusty shelves, crammed with books covering an array of subjects. Next to the large window that overlooked the darkened grounds was an old desk, stacked with journals filled with his precise handwriting. A blackened stone fireplace provided much of his heat, and there was a small kitchen where he prepared his simple meals. A minuscule bathroom completed his modest living arrangements. He checked his watch, took a pair of binoculars from the rickety wooden table next to his bed, and grabbed a frayed cloth knapsack off his desk. He stuffed the binoculars and a few journals in the knapsack and headed outside. The old grave markers loomed before him, the moonlight glancing off the weathered mossy stone. As he stepped from the front porch to the grass, the brisk air helped carry away the burning sensation in his head from his nightmare, but not the one in his heart. Thankfully, he had somewhere to go tonight, yet with some time to spare, and when he had extra time, he invariably headed to one place.